USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea's military fired two suspected short-range ballistic missiles eastward from Pyongyang on Monday. That was being reported by South Korean and Japanese officials. Jeffrey Lewis on CBS News is with the Middlebury Institute.
This is just a pretty simple ballistic missile, and it's got a little warhead with fins that can make a little maneuver. It doesn't have anything like the range that would be necessary to reach the United States. It couldn't even reach Japan.
A major winter storm is causing havoc on much of the East Coast, causing widespread power outages and disrupting travel over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The National Weather Service is reporting some parts of the United States can expect to see up to a foot of snow throughout the day. More than 3,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States were canceled, and over 8,000 others were delayed on Sunday, according to FlightAware data. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus continues to get people sick in very high numbers, there is hope on the horizon.
As the U.S. pushes around 800,000 new coronavirus cases per day, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy warning that the next few weeks will be tough, but that there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
We are seeing high case numbers and hospitalization rates, and we're also seeing strain in many of our hospitals around the country. But the good news is that there are parts of the country, New York in particular, and other parts of the Northeast, where we are starting to see a plateau and in some cases an early decline in cases.
Murphy telling CNN State of the Union the way from the Omicron variant started later in some parts of the country than others. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
One of the problems with having open borders is the flow of drugs enters unhindered. Now, a 13-year-old Connecticut student who overdosed on fentanyl at a Hartford school has died. The seventh grader had been listed in grave condition at a hospital after he collapsed in the gymnasium. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
What's going to happen to money prices in 2022? The Federal Reserve has cut the bond buying program and assigned interest rate increases will soon follow. Commonwealth Financial Network CIO Brad McMillan on Fox News weighs in.
I think right now the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might well screw it up. You know, we're starting to see, we've seen long-term rates remain remarkably constrained given the expectations out there. I mean, it's not, is the Fed going to do, is going to tackle it, it's how much is the Fed going to do. And right now they're saying four rate hikes, maybe five. So I think the Fed might screw it up, but right now I think the markets are still seeing growth. And when you look at how the Fed is attacking this, I think the markets are actually okay with the Fed getting ahead on inflation. So I think we've got some more cushion here, too.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is expected to fly past Earth this week. NASA has classified the huge space rock as potentially hazardous. Asteroid 7482 is a little over a half mile wide and, like I said, around the size of the Empire State Building, and has been tracked by NASA scientists since it was discovered by astronomer R.H. McNutt in 1994. It will fly by Earth tomorrow at 43,754 miles per hour. To watch it pass by Earth, anyone with a backyard telescope of about 6 inches or bigger in diameter should be able to see it. 7482 orbits the sun every 1.5 years. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.